Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
What's going on here?
And yes, we're doing a survey about laws regarding firearm security storage.
Okay.
We would love to hear your opinion. So, to begin, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yeah, I am.
Thank you. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
I think safe storage of gun ownership is a major issue with everything. What are you asking me?
Yes. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
I think that it is a very,
Thank you. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, a fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock, a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Knowing this, would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I would be for it, for certain.
Between support and oppose?
What?
Between support and oppose?
Support.
Thank you very much. Now, would you support or oppose a law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe?
I didn't get that one.
That's fine. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe?
A locked what? I didn't hear the last part of that.
A locked safe.
No.
Between support and oppose?
Opposed.
Thank you. What about a locked container or case?
I'm with that.
Between support and oppose?
Support.
And what about a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Support.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
I'm thinking about that one.
Okay, that's fine.
That's a tough one. Because I really feel that there's a lot of it depends on who gets to have it really depends on who has the lock, you know?
Okay. So we can skip, though.
I believe in this, and I know you're just trying to get questions out of me, but I really think that our guns need to be locked down, but at the same time, they need to be accessible.
Mm-hmm.
So That's a hard question. I think there's more things that need to happen about mental health with guns.
Okay.
Can you put that in there somewhere?
We cannot. not for this survey, at least.
Okay. So what were you asking me? What was that last one?
Okay. Let me repeat it. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
Yes.
Support or oppose?
Support.
What about a combination lock?
Yes.
Between support and oppose?
Support.
What about a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
Support.
Thank you. Now, if a firearm is in a storage device such as a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
No.
It should or it should not?
It should be able to be loaded. If we have... Maybe I'm forgetting.
Let me repeat it. And do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
No.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you think yes, it is secure, or no, it is not secure?
Oh, man, that's a loaded question. No, it's not.
Okay, thank you. Now, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
I would support that.
Thank you. And now, and before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. Now,
Hold on.
Yes.
Let's talk about this a little bit, all right?
Okay.
Where are you from? I'm answering questions that I don't even know where you're from.
Well,
I need to know where you're from.
We're in the Dependent Research Company, located in Miami.
Okay. Can you tell me about a little bit, because you just came at me and I'm answering questions. I need to know more about what you're trying to get at out of me. So can you please tell me? Is this gun rights or is this the other thing? Please tell me what your angle is, so I can actually.
We just want to know your opinion about state laws regarding the firearm security and storage. That's all. And about who is this for, we are not told, so we don't influence your opinions.
Well, you're really asking, like, the real stuff, and then you're taking a survey. But I need to know where your survey is coming from and what I'm actually putting my survey into, because I don't want my opinions or my things to be something that it's not right. So you can tell me where you're coming from, right?
Well, actually, as much as I would like to, we're really not told. And so we don't influence anyone's opinions. So we don't know where this is coming from. Yeah.
So, to be honest with you, everything that I just said, I don't want any of it to be said to anybody, because I don't want my opinion or my survey to be part of anything. But here's what it is. Here's what it is, and you can use this. Guns are a problem. I get it, but I don't need to be part of this, okay? Because I don't want to be part of a thing that, I mean, if you can't tell me that I'm not making a difference on some of this stuff, then you can't tell me who you're coming from, then I don't want to be part of it, because this is a survey that is probably not what I want to be part of, because you're trying to do something to me for somebody else that wants gun control or wants pro-guns, and I'm not a pro-gun guy. I think that's what's killing us. I think there's a lot of guns out there, and we need to regulate it. And that's all I'm going to say. And you can use that, but you can't, because I told you you can't. So don't use it.
Okay, that's fine. Well, thank you very much for your time.
I'm a pro-gun guy in a certain sense, but not where it is right now, because we're shooting each other. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much for your time, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Move on. All right.
Goodbye.
Take care, darling.